Hachette Audio presents The Things We Love, How Our Passions Connect Us and Make Us Who We Are. Written by Aaron Ahuvia, PhD. Read by Stephen J. Cohen. To Ruth, Sid, Hannah, Orah, Isaac, and Jonah, who taught me what I really needed to know about love. Introduction. In 1988, I had recently started the PhD program in marketing at Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management and was fortunate enough to take a course with the marketing legend, Philip Kotler. He is so well known that once, when I was giving a lecture in Kazakhstan, an amazing 300 people showed up, not to hear me, but to hear a lecture by a mere student of the famous Phil Kotler. Professor Kotler explained that marketing isn't just for businesses. It's for everyone. Nonprofit organizations need marketing. Politicians need marketing. Even single people looking for romance are essentially marketing themselves too. I was in my 20s and single at the time. So although marketing was fairly interesting, dating was a lot more interesting. And in the late 1980s, dating services were just starting to take off. Professor Kotler agreed that I could write my term paper on the similarities between marketing and dating. He told me about a professor of communication studies, Mara Adelman, who shared my interest. Together, she and I published a string of papers about the ways in which dating services were influencing romantic relationships. These papers attracted a lot of media attention, and I even ended up on the Oprah Winfrey Show. That was great fun, but when it came time for me to pick a dissertation topic, I knew I needed to write something that would get me hired as a professor at a good business school. Studying dating services could land me on Oprah, but it wouldn't help me get a job. I had, however, invested years of work in becoming an expert on the psychology of love. Was there some way I could take advantage of all that knowledge? Then it hit me. People talk about loving things all the time. Should we take this talk literally? Or is it just another overwrought metaphor? And if people really do love things, what can the research into interpersonal love tell us about that? I was hardly the first person to notice that people love things.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?